Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Tzadihei, Menachas 95a, pagination is 189. We're starting from Iboiluhu, which is about seven lines from the top. The travels that the Jewish people had in the desert were very unique and carried specific symbolism even for generations. It's brought from Rav Shamsham Rafael Hirsch that the travel in the desert is a symbol to the galus, to the exile. Even though we have to sometimes pack up, move, and create a new encampment, but we indeed do so, as the Navi tells us, benu batim, build homes, live in homes, settle in, because that's the galus. And you create the infrastructure, shul, yeshiva, mikveh, etc., as you resettle. And similarly, the Mishkan, during the desert time, was put up again, and again the service resumed. The concept of travel also has a special tefillah associated with it, very specific section in the Torah, which we recite when we open the Aron. Vayihi b'nisoa ha'aron vayomer Moshe, a special prayer that was offered by Moshe at the time that the Aron traveled and the Jewish encampment was moving, because things are volatile then. And that's true even today, even if more or less we're settled in the same country, but neighborhoods, situations, there's a volatile component of movement that has this special dimension described in moving the Mishkan and making sure to erect it in its entirety with its full infrastructure in the new location. The particular focus of our Gemara is going to be regarding the Lechem Hapanim, the showbreads that were on the Shulchan, in the Mishkan, and the Lechem HaPanim create a bit of an oddity. Regarding all the other offerings, a person can simply recognize that when the Mishkan is dismantled, we're not able to do those offerings. You can't bring the Karban. There's no Mishkan. It's not standing. The Lechem HaPanim, though, had a mitzvah associated with it, which is that it should be tamid. It should be all the time, which prompts the Gemara to wonder what happens regarding the Lechem HaPanim that are there from week to week, changed on Shabbos, if they're traveling. So if the showbreads are still on the Shulchan, but on some level it appears that the showbreads are out of their mechitza, out of their designated area, because with the Mishkan's crushing beams taken down, it's no longer inside of the Mishkan. The Mishkan doesn't exist. Does that make the Lechem HaPanim possible because it was taken out of its mechitza? If you had a carbon, for example, that's supposed to be eaten inside the Mishkan, and someone walked out with some of it, it would become possible. So what happens with these showbreads exactly during the travel? Iboi luhu, the Gemara asks, Lechem haponim nifsal b'masaos, o eino nifsal b'masaos. Will the lechem haponim become invalidated through travel, meaning through the dismantling of the Mishkan? It's no longer within its borders. Or, for some reason, does it simply not become invalidated? And as long as you leave the Lechem HaPanim on the Shulchan the way it's supposed to be, and you travel with it like that, all is good. So the Gemara brings what appears to be two rulings on this question. Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chad omar nifsal, v'chad omar eino nifsal. There are two statements regarding this question, one from Rabbi Yochanan, one from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And although we don't know who said which, but we know that one of them ruled that it's possible, and one of them ruled that it does not get ruined through the travel. The Gemara explains. Man da'amar nifsal, the opinion that says it becomes pasul, presumably it's because dichsiv, the pasuk says, kasha yachanu ken yisau, just as they camp, so when they travel. Ma b'chanu yasa nifsal b'yotze, just like when you're camped, if it's out of its borders, it becomes pasul, af b'nis yasa nifsal b'yotze, so too when you travel, it becomes pasul if it's out of its borders. And if the mechitzas are down, the krashim, the beams are down, then it's out of its borders, and it becomes pasul. Man da'amar eino nifsal, the opinion that says it's not pasul, d'chsiv, the pasuk says, v'lechem ha'tamid, olav yihyeh, the bread is constant. Apparently that's an endorsement from the Torah that it remains kosher, lechem ha'panim, tamid, all the time, even during travel. Says the Gemara by way of counter-analyzing, V'idach nami haksiv kasha yachanu ken yisau, the opinion that says it remains kosher, it also has this pasuk to contend with, to deal with, that the camping shall be like the travel should be like the camping, I mean, L'idach gisa, he understands that pasuk, on the contrary, Ma b'chani yaso ki lo yatsa mimikoma lo mifsal, just like in the encampment, as long as it didn't go out, it's not pasul. Also, by travel, as long as it didn't go out of its place, meaning on the shulchan, it's all good, not a problem. It didn't go out of the place that it was meant to be at this time. V'idach nami, again, counter-analyzing, aksiv alechem atamid alav yihyeh. It says that the bread shall be there all the time. And sometimes you're traveling. The pasuk seems to be endorsing that the bread remains kosher. And therefore the Gemara falls off of this approach and continues Eloki Asarav Dimi with a new approach, because it seems unreasonable to have the Lechem HaPanim becoming pasul if there's a specific pasuk that says it's always there, indicating that it remains kosher. We're going to skip that approach and drop down to about 12 lines from the bottom. Elo ki osa Ravin, rather, when Ravin came, Omar, he explained as follows. Mar Omar b'misudar, Omar Omar b'misulak velo pligi. One opinion is talking about when the lechem aponim remains on the shulchan during the travel, and the other opinion is talking when the lechem aponim was removed from the table during travel, and there's no argument. Had you been talking about the case of on the shulchan, both opinions would say it's good. Had you been talking about the case where the lechem aponim is off the shulchan, both opinions say it's bad. The difference was that they each chose to address a different scenario. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, one said during travel, it could be nifsal. That would be the case where it's off the shulchan, even though there's no mishkan here, so we can't really be out of the mishkan, but it's out of the place it's supposed to be. And the other opinion said, Eino nifsal, that there's a scenario where the lechem aponim does not become pasul during travel. That's the case where it remained in the shulchan the way it's supposed to be. And in such a case, they would travel and would fulfill what it says in the pasuk, lechem atamid alav yihyeh, indeed, it remains lechem aponim always, even during travel. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.